Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Good morning, happy weekend, radio family. Welcome. We are back to officially engage in another great conversation. Welcoming you once again to the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard on our Odyssey stations. And when I say, as I look across his lovely face, this is a brother who I haven't talked to in a while. So let me apologize that it has taken us till February of 2023. Josephus Thompson. Good morning to you, sir. Let's just get right to it. How have you been, family?
Man, things have been wonderful.
Yeah. Let me first of all say, married life obviously has been agreeing with you. Congratulations
Thank you.
You are so welcome. I don't even know where to begin to get caught up with you because you have been uber, and I emphasize that word, hugely busy. I don't even remember the last time we did talk. I know it was way before COVID.
Yeah, definitely.
Way before any pandemic, but to get caught up with what you've been doing, how has 2023 been for you so far?
It's been phenomenal.
Great.
It's been phenomenal. We're only in, you know, the second month of the year.
Right.
And it's already off and running. So many things.
Absolutely. It is just so good to see you personally. That's the thing when we're in this line of work, Josephus, and we haven't really seen each other because, you know, we've been trying to really be cognizant of protocol. As far as doing things in person, still, you know, we're taking the precautions to stay safe and whatnot. But the nice thing is we're getting back into a regular routine or as regular as we can be.
Yeah, the new normal.
The new normal, absolutely. And to be able to do that by means of what many people know you best by. First of all, let's touch on the fact that you can be heard on one of our area college radio stations.
Yes.
With the Poetry Cafe.
The Poetry Cafe.
That's been in existence how long now?
It's been 10 years.
Wow.
Poetry Cafe started in 2009.
Excellent.
At the Triad stage. And then Dee Cherie insisted that I get on the radio. And she finally talked me into that in 2012.
Right. Well, let's talk about Dee Cherie, a very dear friend to many of us. Indeed. And Cherie always just had that gift for being able to spot talent,
yes,
which obviously she saw in you,
yes,
and saw in so many others in her affiliation with North Carolina A&T State University. She was such a wonderful and integral part of not only the radio family, but of course, when Dee Cherie was with us here on one of our Odyssey stations, you know, she was always such a joy to work with. Yeah. Still miss her.
We all do.
Dearly. Absolutely. But she saw, no doubt, something special in you.
Yes.
And gave you a chance.
Yes. Forced me into the chance. That voluntold thing.
Well, I'm glad she did.
Yeah. She kept on insisting that I get on the radio. And I was like, I don't have time.
Right.
I do these shows.
Yeah.
She's like, you're just missing an opportunity not mm-hmm. being on the radio.
And aren't you glad that you needed to her advice?
I am. It took me a minute, but I finally
you found your niche.
Finally found my niche and got
absolutely.
Into it. And a decade later,
we're still here. Yeah, love
and
it.
And we just officially signed a syndication deal. So
excellent. Congratulations. Yeah. She would be so proud of you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And for people who know you directly, Josephus, they're proud of you as well. Well, of course, when we talk about talent and showcasing it through your radio program, it fits all over the world in genres of not only poetry, but you cover hip-hop in R&B as well.
Yeah, we just want to give people a chance to share their voices, who and why they are. And it's just been an amazing opportunity because you never know who's going to say what.
Exactly, exactly. Now, for you personally and what it is you do, not only through your program, but when you get to see this untapped talent up close and personal.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
What goes through your mind when you say, man, when you think about a place like Greensboro, North Carolina, or just the Piedmont Triad in general, how much undiscovered talent is in the area locally?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I think everybody, especially from our culture, you know, grew up singing and dancing in the living room
right.
with mama and company.
Yes.
And that's part of, you know, before open mics was a thing, that was open mic.
Right.
You know, I think we missed that thing. That part of it. But for us, it's more building community.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The talent is great. It's phenomenal. But I think people leave that venue, leave that event feeling closer to one another.
Right.
You know, they enter looking for a show and leave feeling like they're part of a community.
Absolutely.
And that's the big thing. That's why we've been able to last this long, is because people come to share
right.
together mm-hmm. and to build community. And it's not just about performance on a stage or who's going to win
right.
you know $1 million right. but it's about just getting a chance to just talk to your people and
absolutely
remember you're not alone.
Yeah,
you know, and when it comes to poetry, you got love, mm-hmm. you know, you have the struggle,
yeah,
and everybody goes through those things. We all
absolutely.
Experience those emotions.
Very
and hearing
true.
Somebody else expose those things yeah. and be vulnerable themselves reminds you, you know, of who you are and that you know, you too can do it. You too can
absolutely.
Do it.
You gotta love it. Well, if you don't mind, let's get a personal perspective on things. When did the love for poetry come for you, personally?
Again, I don't even know if I called it poetry.
Okay.
You know, I think at that moment, there was a moment I was in the fourth grade,
mm-hmm.
and I won a essay contest for writing about my dad.
Wow.
And it was a fourth place ribbon. Not first, not second, not
right,
even third.
Right.
It was fourth. but my parents framed that thing, put it on the wall, and made me feel accomplished, you know, mm-hmm. in my writing. And that always stuck with me.
Wow.
That I could write something that people appreciated.
Exactly.
So by the time I got to high school, I was still dabbling in writing. And I remember they had a multicultural event.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote this piece about the color black.
Mm.
And I got a chance to read it, you know, on stage in front of an audience.
Right, right.
And afterwards, my teacher asked me if I had it copywritten. She said, it was so good, I should have it copywritten. I was like, wow, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So I went to the copy machine. I started making copies for everybody.
Right.
I thought that's what copywritten meant.
Exactly, you know.
Everybody needs to see this poem. I've learned since then that's not what copywritten means. But in that moment, I just felt like I needed to share it with everybody. Shit,
exactly,
it was good.
Exactly, right.
You know, so again, just the opportunity to validate somebody's words changes their life.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for that nice throwback. You know, because when we think about just being able to express oneself, sometimes people don't exactly have the right outlet with which to do so. So when you think about open mic and when you think about the Poetry Cafe and being able to come up to you and say, okay, Josephus, I got this rhyme I need to spit.
These bars
I just need to share with the world. And it's really such, I think for a lot of people, it is an outlet of self-expression. That in other venues, I guess, or in a different environment, that person may not necessarily be able to have that ability to do that.
Yeah, and what you find is that the people that are hitting the stage work at McDonald's.
Or their teachers, or their mothers,
or their account execs. Mm-hmm. Like, they are not necessarily poets.
Exactly.
They are people.
Right.
You know, poetry is for the people. It's a form of communication. And again, I think, you know, in the culture, sometimes we forget that it's a part of who we are.
Yeah.
It's not some big slam contest or you have to be professional, memorize every single word, every single line.
Exactly.
It's just about communicating an idea from one person to another.
I like that, especially when you emphasize how it's from persons of all walks of life, just every day, men and women and just young and young at heart. But I also think about when you do think of like maybe the more renowned or, I don't know, world-known comedians, a lot of them had starts, if you will, on a local circuit. They had their start
somewhere.
They all
started at Open Mic Comedy Club.
Exactly, and have gone on to bigger and better things. And I think that's kind of what we have with the local talent here, that many have that opportunity to go not only from a local stage but to a national one. What's your thoughts on that?
I never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of colleges here in the area.
Yeah.
And most of the students that go to the A&T, UNCG, Guilford College have had some kind of run-in with the Poetry Cafe at some part their matriculation. And I'm not sure how many of them want to be professional poets, but they've definitely graced the stage. But there are a few that have gone on to do bigger and better things. Definitely got their start at the Poetry Cafe.
Now, look what you did there, because you touched on the fact, and by the way, I'm on your website. And the minute you said universities, I'm just like, look at the colleges and university performances that the Poetry Cafe has been a part of.
Right.
And I wanted to read off the list. Now, there may be some that have been added.
Oh, yeah. Those are just,
just a few.
That's just a few to give people an idea of what we're out here doing.
Let's just run down just a few of those, of these great schools. NC State, Elon, of course, North Carolina A&T State, Averett, Fayetteville State, Elizabeth State University, High Point University, College of the Albemarle, East Tennessee State, Durham Tech, Methodist College, Virginia Tech, James Madison University. Wow. That covers quite...
Just to name a few.
Yeah, but it covers the diversity, because obviously we have some great HBCUs in the mix, and at the same time, we have some great general universities as well.
Yeah, those PWIs are hungry for culture.
Right,
because
absolutely.
We go there too.
Oh, yeah.
So they have the multicultural offices there that are responsible for putting together programming for diverse populations.
Right.
And the Poetry Cafe, you know, fits the bill every single time.
Absolutely.
So your gift will make room for you. That's what I'm saying, people. You know, don't try to put it in a box.
Absolutely.
If you are doing it and doing it well, people from across...
Absolutely.
You know, different genres will accept you.
It's a fantastic way to widen out, too.
It is.
I think when you have this type of diversity and you can reach such a different and diverse audience. Mm-hmm. In the next couple of minutes that we have remaining for the first half, I'm so glad we have a part two. I know there's so much more you want to talk about. But basically, how often do you have open mic with Poetry Cafe?
So the Poetry Cafe is here in the city once a month.
Okay.
And... we often are at probably 10 universities per semester. So we tour both in the spring and the fall through student activities. And so colleges reach out and book us to come out to their universities and do a show. But we're definitely here once a month.
Fantastic.
And on the radio, you know, every week.
Great.
And then, you know, we get booked a few other places in between. Sometimes clubs, nightclubs wants to come out and do stuff. Nice. Restaurants.
Right.
You know, what's my favorite spot? House Divided. We're out there at least once a quarter.
Awesome.
You know, with the soul food, mac and cheese.
Right.
And you know, live music and poetry. We call it like soul food.
Yeah.
Saturday, something like that. So we have a good time just spreading love wherever
well,
we
I'm sold on the soul food.
Yeah, I know. The food is amazing.
Awesome.
It's
awesome.
Great.
Well, Josephus, you are amazing and awesome. And again, it is just so good to have you back here, family.
Thank you for having
You're
me.
You're so welcome. And thank you, radio family. Definitely your great company is appreciated. We will be back. Much more of the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations right after this break. It is the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard every weekend on our Odyssey stations. You're a great company, of course, radio family. Let me say, as always, thank you for the good things you're doing in our communities. And of course, that can be said of members of our Community Focus family. And I definitely have family with me this morning. It's been a while, so we have to take Josephus Thompson as much time as we can get in. Right, we got to cram it all in within the next remaining minutes to get caught up. Everything that you have done, either with the Poetry Cafe or working with area students, what's the highlight of being able to do what you do, either through poetry or just in general?
I think the highlight is being able to do what you love.
Yeah.
And get paid for it.
Right.
You know, people always ask you, how did you get to this point? And I think it stems from, you know, finding something that you would do for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then the trick is doing it so well people are willing to pay you for it.
Yeah.
There's some days I get paid lots of money. Some days I don't get paid anything, but I still go and give them the same
Absolutely.
Show, the same energy, because this is part of who I am. And
yeah.
So it doesn't take a lot to simply wake up and be who you are every day.
Exactly.
And that's been the highlight of my career, is to be able to really and truly just be myself.
Right.
And make a living doing it.
Excellent. And because of what you're able to do, you run into so many different people.
Mm.
Let's talk about who is perhaps the youngest or the youngest person at heart that you have had the opportunity to either hear them in terms of self-expression or whatever their artistic gift happens to be.
That changes constantly.
Yeah.
So the Poetry Project is part of what we do in the community with the school system.
Great.
And at present, we work with the Boys and Girls Club. We have an after-school program Monday through Friday, every day after school.
Nice.
For youth. And one of my favorite poets right now is Sapphire. She's at one of our Boys and Girls Club sites. And
excellent.
She's been working on writing, memorizing her work, and she's in the fourth grade.
Just the
fourth grade.
Wow.
You know, and
that's she, what age-wise, because you know I'm old.
Eight, maybe?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. She's probably about eight.
Okay.
And she is kind of shy,
mm-hmm.
but
I think most four-year-olds.
Yeah, but not afraid to write.
I mean, fourth grade. Yeah,
not afraid to write.
Yeah.
And when you push her a little bit and mm-hmm. validate her, she shines.
Nice.
She had to memorize some of her own work, and we're actually framing it for her.
Oh, very good.
And so
good.
Just the opportunity to, in my mind, I mm-hmm. was that same
right.
fourth grader.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember how it impacted me,
yeah.
you know, getting my work framed, having somebody yeah. validate my work. And so I try to shed that same light
Absolutely.
On those youth. And it's amazing to see them come out of their shell.
Absolutely.
And mm-hmm. be able to share and inspire themselves.
Yeah. And can you imagine what the impact it may have on her fellow peers?
Yeah.
You know, those who are in her same grade or around her same age who may have that same degree of shyness. And, you know, they're starting to see her light shine. And it's like, hey, if she can do it, Sapphire can do it, I can do it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt.
Absolutely. Now, how about for us older ones?
For us
in
older
the community,
ones.
In the
again, it's there was a sister that was at the show this weekend. And she said it was her first time at the Poetry Cafe and her
wow.
first time ever getting on the stage in front of people.
Oh, wow.
And she had to be 60 plus, you
I
know.
I love it.
And love it. Again, you know, the audience loved it and loved
mm-hmm.
her.
Mm-hmm.
And she left the stage smiling.
Wow.
But you go through your life, you know, everybody wants to be heard.
Exactly.
Everybody wants to be
yeah.
liked and appreciated.
Right.
And for those 2 hours on that stage, you mm-hmm. know, we give it all that we got. And
love
people
it.
Touch it for the first time
yeah.
and just leave feeling the glow
exactly.
of the Poetry
I would
Cafe.
Say feeling rejuvenated or
right.
revigorated or however you want to word it. What I love most about her, Josephus, is the fact, number one, there are a lot of senior adults who would just fly into me.
Yeah, she be dressed now.
She was dressed. She was dressed. Well, you know, most adults know.
She ain't come out to play now.
That's right. That's right. She knew the deal, yeah, obviously.
She knew the assignment.
Yes, absolutely. But I mean, to be 60 years young and still able to thrive and to share her talent with the rest of us, and not just, you know, in the community, but like you said, when she mentioned that was her first time on stage, I can only imagine the nervousness of being able, because a lot of us don't have exactly that boldness to stand before a crowd and to do what she was able to do. Because, you know, I think there's that instant fear. Are they going to like what I have to say? What's going to be people's reaction? Right. But like you said, they loved what she was able to give
to
the crowd.
I think that people mistake nervousness for negativity.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And it's not.
Right.
It just means you care about what you're getting ready to do.
Exactly.
And you want to do it well.
Yeah.
And the nerves are what drive us to be better. That anxiety sometimes can be used as a positive thing. Mm-hmm. Butterflies are necessary. The trick is making them fly in formation.
Exactly. You know? Now, do you give them like a pep talk before they go on the stage?
If they need it, I do. Mm-hmm. But it's in front of the audience.
Right.
So it ain't like we go to the back corner.
Right.
You know,
right.
None of that. I mean, I'll hold your hand if you want me to.
Yeah.
But I think that the beauty of what we do is create a vibe to where everybody doesn't necessarily feel comfortable, but knows that if they do it, we're going to support them.
Absolutely.
If they fall, we're going to pick them up.
Right. Right.
You know.
And that's what community is about.
Yeah. And we have things in place that people mess up. We have certain things that we do to let them know that we're with them.
Yeah.
That we're here to support them. We clap and, you know.
Just
like being home in the living room.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
right. Just imagine, you know, you're doing this in front of family and friends.
They are.
You know.
They are.
Absolutely. Because that's what a lot of us in the community try to be for one another. And I think especially in this day and age, like you said, and you touched on the negativity, all the negative things that are going on in the world.
Right.
It's nice to have a format or form in terms of either poetry or some type of artistic gift that we share with one another. And we find that we do have common ground when we take the opportunity to be together.
Right. And speaking of the world, I got a chance to travel to both Malaysia and the Philippines this summer with the State Department. And these skills are transferable.
Wow.
You know, and again, I was there doing some leadership work on Youth Voices.
Yes.
But we had open mics that we created and cultivated in that same space.
Yeah.
And it was amazing to see people come to that space and want to share, you know, work, whether it was a song or a poem.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. You know, I was like, this works in the Philippines. This works in Malaysia.
Right.
You know, awesome. So just a chance to get to see youth thrive with their words and ideas
Absolutely.
On the other side of the world with the same concepts. You know, again, you know, people think because we're here in Greensboro that it's just small and tiny.
Exactly.
I'm like, nah, bro, we doing this worldwide, you know.
And I think that is such an excellent opportunity, especially for our youth who really otherwise, Josephus, wouldn't have an opportunity to see the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because how many of us can say, oh, I'm going to take a trip to Malaysia? That's
exactly.
going to be my summer vacation.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you got to really take a lot of time to save up for a trip like that or anywhere around the world if that's the case. Mm-hmm. But that had to have been an awesome experience for a young
super
person.
Long flight.
Even for you. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was dope for me. It was phenomenal. I never
was that your first time?
Yeah, to both the Philippines
and Malaysia.
To Malaysia, Kuala Lumpur.
Wow.
It was really nice.
Absolutely.
To be over there.
What's the weather like there?
It was warm.
It was warm. Okay.
Yeah, it was warm. Okay. It was summertime, so it wasn't too hot.
So it wasn't.
It rained a little bit.
A little bit, okay. So it wasn't the typical, at least what we've been finding lately, the four seasons of North Carolina all within the 30-minute time.
Yeah.
Or within 30 minutes. I mean,
nah.
You know, it'll be 80 one day and 55 the next. So that's how back and forth it is. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it was definitely t-shirt weather.
Right. Okay. Yeah, excellent. Nice. Radio family, you're listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus, heard every weekend here on our Odyssey stations, engaging, as I love to do every weekend, wonderful conversation with members of our Community Focus family. He's a radio host and also a part of the Poetry Cafe. My good friend, our good friend, Josephus Thompson. Let's go back. Speaking of the Poetry Cafe, when this first launched some 10 years ago, as you were mentioning, do you remember who the very first person was? Was it yourself or was it someone that you can recall.
As far as being on the
microphone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Moses West was my first guest on the Poetry Cafe.
Oh, wow.
In 2012, mm-hmm. after Dishree twisted my arm. So, yeah, he was the first guest on that stage.
Okay.
On the radio show.
Right.
The first guest at the Poetry Cafe in 2009, I don't know who it is off the top of my head. I can name some people that were there.
Okay.
Because I haven't recorded.
Oh, you do. Well, if you can share those names, that would be great.
I remember distinctly. Chavis was there, and Chavis and I went to high school together.
Oh, great!
He was the basketball phenom in Fayetteville, and I remember making a joke that, you know, they didn't think it was cool that I was doing poetry, you know, back in high school.
Oh, yeah.
All the jocks, you know, I played football and poetry was not cool
right,
among
right.
other black males at high school.
Oh, okay.
And I said,
it just did job with being an athlete.
Look at you now. You got your girl out here in the audience and you at my show. He was definitely there. Andrew Tyree was there. And he's out in L.A. now doing big things. He was on the show with the real estate people out there in L.A.
So
he's got a few different shows he's hosting. So he's doing big things out there in L.A. Who else was there? Sister named Laura was there, who actually just moved back recently.
To the area. Nice. Uh-huh.
She's at Phoenix Academy. She actually gave me a call and said, I want to come out to Poetry Cafe. It's been forever since I've been.
Nice.
I remember Ian was one of my guitar players. Mm-hmm. Shayla Brim was dancing.
Wow. You have a very good memory.
Yeah. I want to say Allison, mm-hmm. Dr. Allison, she's a PhD now.
Oh, very good.
Was singing in the band.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a
and who knows, time. All of these folks could be listening to us
they,
here.
They probably are. I want to say that Terrell was on keys.
Yeah,
and I know the Upright Lions were there that day. My brother mm-hmm. B Star, they're out in Vegas now. Him and Shift Senior.
Yeah.
And Trice, who's also an Aggie, mm-hmm. They were there that very first show.
Yeah.
My boy Femi was there out in the audience. It was.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, we kind of touched on this, you know, individuals who have come through by means of the Poetry Cafe who have gone on to bigger and better things. What I really like, though, is like you said, the ones who kind of come back to their roots, who return to the area and continue to be successful. Well, as we mentioned as well, Josephus, we're still in the early throes of 2023. What's going to be, if any, the goal for you as we continue on through the rest of this year? What are you looking to accomplish long term?
For the Poetry Cafe?
Yes.
I can do that simply. We are going to be national in a year, international in 2 years, and probably headed to TV.
Wow.
Yeah, we did something with Amazon a few years ago, which was really good. So we know we have the capability to get that thing out there on TV.
Yeah.
But again, that niche is not being filled for spoken word artists.
We've
not really since Deaf Poetry did. Mm-hmm. I think it was Lexus had something in flow that they had for a minute.
Okay.
But nothing is sustained. There's nobody that's really in it to win it.
Mm-hmm.
Until
now.
Until now. I mean, we've been grinding to that level. We have the numbers now. We have the experience now. We have the know-how now. And with the syndication for the radio show, you know, national, international push, and then television.
That's fantastic. You know, that makes me think, too, Josephus, with the advent of where technology is and how there's so many existing platforms that likely weren't around just 10 years ago, let's say. Advent of social media, my goodness, we've got TikTok, we've got Instagram. For those of us old heads that are still on Facebook, because I don't think anyone 25 and under use that format much anymore.
They're on IG.
Right, exactly. And in those short videos and things of that nature. But when we fast forward to where we are in the stream of time, of course, television has been around for decades, but to have all these different formats where individuals can express their talent, that has to be huge.
It is. It is. I think that sharing, you know, your poem with somebody from the other side of the world just on TikTok or on IG is phenomenal.
Exactly.
The trick is, you know, how do you get paid off of that?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so we're definitely looking at doing the Poetry Cafe, London, Dubai, South Africa.
You know, it's interesting you make that point because that makes me think about there are so many who are finding that is an avenue with which to make money is simply by going around shooting videos and posting them on social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get a million followers and
absolutely.
IG will right, try to run right. you a couple bands.
I don't know what I would do with a million followers. That's a lot That's of people lot following of me.
Yeah. Kabi is now getting, I think it's 7 million?
Wow.
700,000 per post.
Nice.
He is still the largest person on TikTok. And wow. He doesn't say any words.
Really?
He says no words.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about.
He says no words.
No words.
No words. No. And he is the highest
wow.
paid TikTok.
He's a funny dude.
Hilarious.
He's imitating what other people
yeah,
are doing. It's like,
hilarious.
Hey, there's a simpler way to do that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He's winning big
yeah.
time. You know.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
So it's possible.
It is, but it makes me think, you know, every day there's something new that's being invented from a technology standpoint. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you remember, and the only reason I say this, because as we're having this conversation, I'm thinking about, and there is something that's been, speaking of social media, remember a show when we were kids called The Jetsons?
Mm-hmm.
And everything they did was so futuristic.
Right.
And now we look at things as like, And that was a cartoon that came out, I believe, in either
the 80s.
Early.
80s.
Yeah. And probably, I think, earlier than that, perhaps in the 60s for some of our older heads who are listening to it. The cartoon's been around a long time.
Okay.
We'll say that. But the fact that some of the things that they were doing, even back then in the 80s or 60s, how relevant it is
right.
in 2023. Here we are, you know, doing what we're doing, including with the advent of social media. Yeah, absolutely. Josephus, let's, for those who are listening and they're like, you know what, I need to get in contact with this brother because I got some talent that I feel
I got some talent
that the community needs to hear. Speaking of social media and all the platforms, how does one get in contact with you to be a part of the Poetry Cafe?
You can just go to Google and put in The Poetry Cafe.
Okay.
And I'm on Facebook,
yeah.
IG, Twitter. There's
wow.
a website out mm-hmm. there. So, you know, whatever social media platform you use, just put in The Poetry Cafe.
Okay.
And you will find me.
Fantastic.
Nobody emails anymore. Everybody's in DMs.
I know,
and, you know,
whatever. Things of that nature. We were kind of doing that before we got on the air.
Poetry Cafe, you'll find
right,
me.
Right. You remember that takes me back to a time that before we could even do all of that, it was basically go to a venue or an establishment and pass out flyers.
Yeah, man.
We've come a long way, haven't we?
Yeah. People still like
days.
Flyers.
They
I
do. They
admit.
Do. Yeah. It's still some old school value to that.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm like, oh, let me just put you on my email list.
Right.
You know.
It gets to the individual, I think, a whole lot faster. Not to mention you're saving a whole lot of money on gas.
And they can respond, you know,
right.
for the link to the ticket in the email.
Just go ahead Absolutely.
And click. Yeah.
Absolutely. So going forward here, what's next for Poetry Cafe?
World domination. World domination. And we've been doing it for a long time.
For a while
now.
Mm-hmm.
And the systems are in place now for us to go from, you know, 6 to 7 figures real quick.
Wow.
So I'm excited about making that happen and, you know, getting the Poetry Cafe to these
Excellent.
Other countries and really making it happen.
Speaking of which, is there any particular place around the world that you have yet to venture and visit and to bring and introduce the Poetry Cafe to a worldwide audience?
There's a lot of countries in Africa I haven't been to yet.
Okay.
And I really have love and interest in that space for obvious reasons.
Right.
My wife got a chance to visit Ghana, and I was in South Africa for quite some time. And so those are pretty near and dear to my heart. Johannesburg.
What's an experience
huge.
Of being able to go to the motherland like? How would you describe it if you could in a few words? Kind of hard to do, isn't it?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
I think that it goes back to what we've been talking about the entire time, community and connection.
Yeah.
Our people have no idea where they came from,
mm-hmm.
what our religion was,
right.
you know, what where we really derived from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just touching the continent, I think even the air smells different. I got off the plane and it was like, I think it smells different here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And just to be able to walk down the street and see a sea of people. And I've been to Jiho.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that across a whole continent.
Yeah.
You know? Going into the store and them speaking, you know, Zulu to me.
Wow.
They thought that I was, you know, a South African was
nice.
Was the highlight of my trip. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I had no words.
It's like you just felt like you immediately for lack of a better term, fit in, but the fact that you felt so welcome.
Yeah,
because they thought you were a part.
One of them. And you could see, I think the biggest thing for us is we're visual people, is mm-hmm. seeing it.
Right.
So seeing that Joe Burrow looks like New York.
Right.
And you're like, this is Africa, you know,
yeah.
but to see the buildings and the cars mm-hmm. and the beach and the people
yeah.
and the culture, mm-hmm. it ain't all street vendors and dirt, right. dirt roads.
It's not what we see on television
exactly.
or on
so
a postcard.
So being able to see it for yourself,
right, right.
change your perspective of who you are.
Oh, great.
And that's, where you come from.
Right.
And
absolutely.
Immediately there's a connection there because you have seen it now for yourself.
Self, exactly.
You have touched the ground
absolutely,
of civilization.
I think it fills that void of perhaps that lost ancestry yeah. that a lot of us still have not been able to make that direct connect
right.
from where we come from.
Yeah, yeah, that's a whole nother story. We're all ancestry.com.
right.
You know, first they sold us, now we're buying it back.
Yeah,
to
absolutely.
To figure out where we come from.
I know, I know.
But seeing it yourself is important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Touching the continent is dope, and it's nothing that can prepare you for it.
Right, right.
But it's something that every single person mm-hmm. of African descent needs to experience yeah. by themselves.
Now, let me ask you this. How long was that flight? Because that had to have been pretty
18
long.
Hours.
Wow. Wow. Did you adjust to the time change?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost immediate. Because you sleep so much on the plane.
Yeah,
that when you,
right.
Yeah,
well,
that
18
when you,
hours,
yeah. That
yeah.
When you get there,
mm-hmm.
you don't know what day it is.
Right,
you
right.
automatically assimilate to,
yeah.
to what it is. I want to say
yeah.
it's a 12-hour difference.
Wow. Okay, one last thing.
Okay.
Describe the food. What was it like? And what was your favorite dish, if you can recall?
I wouldn't even try to tell you because I would mess mm-hmm. all the names up.
But
what I will say mm-hmm. is that, again, the taste was completely different
mm-hmm.
because they weren't the same hormones.
Right.
Even the fruit was different.
Was different.
Mm-hmm. The street meat vendors were different.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just so many things I'd never even tried or thought to try
right,
before.
Mm-hmm.
So in this moment, you know, I just wanted to eat and taste everything.
Right.
You know, you know, to be around
yeah.
that bowl of rice.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's putting their hand in.
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, wait a minute now.
What is, right. What
where,
is this?
Where's the
yeah,
puree?
We don't do we this
don't do,
back you know, home.
We don't do it like that. But I mean, to be in that
yeah.
was just like, okay, you went
right.
in Rome.
Yeah.
You know, and before you know, you're eating fufu with your hands.
Right.
You know, every chance you got.
exactly.
Just to be part of a culture that
yeah.
that you I only heard about.
Right.
You know, you just
but it's like
it
you
it
said, it's just the connection that happens as a result of mm. being there in person
mm-hmm.
that I think all of us who are listening to this program, if you had not had the chance, and not just a trip to Africa, but anywhere your ancestry may
right.
be connected to,
right.
take that opportunity. Well, I hope I get that chance so I can.
No, you don't hope. You need to just say,
I'm going to do it.
Next year, I'm going. And then you start
right.
saving money to make it happen.
Yeah.
The flights
like
aren't
that
expensive
right.
once you get there.
Yeah.
You know, the
that's
exchange
a good
rate
point.
Is crazy. But I mean, you've been to Miami.
Yeah.
And you've been to Atlanta.
Right.
You can
right.
afford to go to South Africa.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Miami, oh, my goodness, the culture there alone.
Yeah.
You know, you step into one area and it's Latina and the rest,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's Haitian. And so. So many wonderful things. Well, thank you, my brother. In closing, anything that you want to mention that we didn't touch on?
There's so much that we can keep going. We talked about the educational part
of
it.
That's an invite that you got to
yeah,
come back
yeah,
on the
yeah.
show. And I'm going to do a better job.
The education thing is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, we
yeah.
just created this thing called the Poetry Field Trip.
Oh, wow.
It's exactly what it sounds like. There's a field trip where you bring your kids to see poetry. Poetry
nice.
Is life, and life is indeed poetry. And that's mm-hmm. been a phenomenal experience and a phenomenal outpouring of support
mm-hmm.
for youth to again see poetry off the page and on the stage.
Excellent. How long have you been doing this?
I just started that last year.
Nice.
Last year. And it's been crazy the way they've been flocking to it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's not the zoo. It's not your normal typical field
exactly.
trip.
Exactly.
You get some ELA, some English stuff
wow.
with music.
Nice.
And some cultural stuff too. So it's been
excellent.
It's one of my favorite ideas.
Now, look what you did there. I like that because that definitely means that you will have to come back.
Yeah,
so we can
yeah,
go
yeah.
into particulars on that.
Definitely.
Send me some information you have on my email.
I'll do that.
Okay. Contact. Josephus, it's so good to see you. I mean, literally.
Literally
see
and physically
you
see
and
you.
Physically see you. Yeah. And to see that beautiful smile and just to see your face. And to just say thank you, brother, for everything that you've done over the last 10 years.
I appreciate it.
I wish you continued success in all that you do.
I will receive that because it's going up from here, people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you for the love that you show to us, giving us an opportunity to express ourselves by means of the Poetry Cafe and other things, other big things that you have in the works as we continue to move along 2023.
They're going to be sick of me this year.
But it's in a good way.
Yes, but in a
definitely
good way.
In a good way.
We see him again.
Yeah. But that brother's doing some good things, so I can't be mad at that.
Me again.
So keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And thank you, Radio Family, for the good work you're doing in our communities. Wrapping up, as always, another great conversation. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations, as always. And signing off, no goodbyes. Just until next time, stay safe, and we will talk again soon. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.